Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, the 16th of October, 2012. Happy birthday to my lovely and talented wife of 40 years, Ann Buckmaster. A big happy birthday to Ann. The home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. You can hear our programs anytime, anywhere by visiting buckmastershow.com. The show is also posted to the tucsonsentinel.com and tucsoncitizen.com. Plus, there is a link to the Buckmaster Show on the homepage of the Green Valley News and Soharita Sun at gvnews.com. And our newest source for you, Blog for Arizona, now has a link on their homepage to the Buckmaster Show. That is blogforarizona.com. We are live noon to one each weekday. We'll get things rolling with another in our candidate interview series. State Representative Ted Vogt is with me in studio. Ted is in a four-way race for two legislative seats in District 10. 20 minutes past the hour, the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. Shelley is in the house with a big smile on his face. That means the market's doing very well today. About 30 minutes past the hour, we continue with our debate series here on the Buckmaster Show. Today we focus on Pima County Supervisor Sharon Bronson and her challenger, Tanner Bell. That is the race for Pima County Supervisor in District 3. You can always join us at 790-2040 on the Buckmaster Show live line. Now we continue with our candidate series. Today we're spotlighting the race for the Arizona House of Representatives in District 10, which runs from Campbell Avenue in Tucson between Speedway and 22nd and opens up to the east, capturing Sabino Canyon and the Tanque Verde areas. It's a four-way race among two Republicans and two Democrats for two seats in the Arizona House of Representatives. The candidates are Democrats Bruce Wheeler, an incumbent, and Stephanie Mock. Bruce and Stephanie will be interviewed next week here on the Buckmaster Show. And Republicans, the incumbent Ted Vogt, and we'll be talking with Ted in a few seconds, and then Todd Clodfelter, who we will also be talking with next week. Representative Vogt joins us now in studio. Ted, how are you?
Doing great, Bill. Thanks again for having me on.
Talk about smiles. Talking about Shelley with his big smile, and it's understandable with the market up. You've got a big smile today, and it's understandable because the Arizona Daily Star has endorsed the two incumbents, Bruce Wheeler and yourself, in the District 10 race.
Indeed they have.
Were you a little surprised?
I was. But, I'm very pleased that, today is 3 weeks exactly until Election Day. So that's some good news and some good momentum going into this last push.
It says, Vogt is a conservative without a doubt, but we believe he could be effective in moderating, to the degree possible, his more extreme colleagues' views on matters that speak to the necessity of government. Are your colleagues, some of them, extreme in your view?
I don't think so. People have their issues and they have their views. And, when I was talking with the editorial board, I pointed out that 93% of the bills that passed the Arizona legislature this last session, the House, were bipartisan. 90% of the bills that were enacted into law were bipartisan. So it's a very small percentage of bills that get probably the most press. And granted, they are issues of conscience. They are issues where people see the world one way or the other. And it's important as a legislator to accept that, respect that, and rather than getting wrapped around the axle on something like that or just fixating on it, you've got to actively look on areas where you can work together. And that's what I've done at the legislature, and that's what I plan on continuing to do.
What is the role of state government in your opinion?
Well, I think state government is really there to be an efficient and effective service provider of those things that people cannot do either themselves or through the community. I think that any time that the government gets involved, what you end up giving up is a little bit of your own individual liberty and your individual freedom. And so that's why I think government should be small and effective. Otherwise, you're compelling people to do something that maybe they wouldn't choose to do on their own.
The four candidates in your race pretty much evenly divided on this Proposition 204. Mm-hmm. You are not in favor of 204, the ballot measure that would extend the 1 cent sales tax increase set to expire in May for educational issues.
Yeah, I am not. It is more sales tax, as we've discussed in the past. Sales tax is the most regressive tax we've got. It hits people at the lower end of the economic spectrum and people on fixed incomes the hardest. It's very volatile. What did we see when our economy tanked a couple years ago? People stopped purchasing. So it's almost a double hit. And the fact of the matter is it's not needed. The legislature not only balanced this year's budget but next year's and the years after that. And we made the assumption that the governor said that this was going to go away. And so the budget is balanced without it. And the legislature this last year alone added back $120 million over last year into education, into some strategic programs such as the governor's Move On When Reading that ensures that every kid graduating the third grade will know how to read, because the studies have just shown that if a child's not reading by then, they may never catch up. We've invested in delayed maintenance. We've also invested in some soft capital. And we actually backfilled about $40 million that we had been getting from the federal government on spending. But it went away. And so we backfilled that $40 million with state funds. So the legislature has shown that we are willing to invest back in education.
Your opponents could characterize a no vote on 204 as you being anti-education.
That's absolutely not true. And, the Arizona Republic actually – are urging their readership to vote no on this. And they actually have a section in there where they talk about as for those mean-spirited legislators, they're finally acknowledging what this legislature did to protect education in the worst economic crisis the state has faced since the Great Depression. K through 12 was reduced 5%. Whereas other departments in the state, some were reduced as much as 30%. And the legislature went to the extraordinary step of selling the Capitol in order to raise $750 million to protect education. So the legislature is not anti-education. We were in the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. And did we have to make some difficult decisions? Yes. But have we made the right decisions? I would say yes, because revenues are coming back. We're creating jobs. We've added back 80,000 jobs in the last 2 years. We're on pace to add jobs, about 100,000 jobs over the next 2 years. We went from 49th in the country in new job creation to 4th in the country to new job creation. CNN has ranked us the number one state to start a company, and CEOs rank Arizona as the top 10 to do business. And we've closed that $3 billion deficit, which per capita was worse than any other state. We've closed that. We now have about $800 million, I'll call it a positive cash flow, because the state still has about $2 billion worth of debt to pay off. And we've set aside about $450 million in the rainy day fund, because there is some economic uncertainty out there. The fiscal cliff that we keep hearing at the federal level, the Congressional Budget Office has said that if Congress and the president can't reach some sort of understanding, that will likely push the country back into recession. So we're planning ahead. We're being smart. We're being prudent in our way forward as we come out of this economic crisis. But the fact of the matter is we have turned the corner and things are getting better.
We're speaking with Representative Ted Vogt. Representative Vogt is one of four candidates. The top two winners will proceed to Phoenix for the new session of the legislature representing Arizona's newly formed District 10. You say that rainy day fund or the surplus is about $450 million. Mm-hmm. What happens when this current 1 cent sales tax that the voters approved a couple of years ago sunsets or expires mm-hmm. in May? Are we going to have a problem?
When we balanced the budget, we balanced next year's and the years after that. You know, trying to forecast out 3 or 4 years becomes very difficult. So we thought looking out 2 years was reasonable. And we set that money aside in case there are any sort of financial downturns. Again, that fiscal cliff, and we're seeing over in Europe just that sovereign debt crisis over there just continue to linger in the Eurozone. And even the Chinese economy is slowing down. So we wanted to be prudent and set that money aside. And then we took about $250 million and put it back into very important programs. Like I said, $120 million of that was education, public safety, accounts for a lot of the other stuff.
So the budgeting – well, the budget process is always very contentious.
Yes.
At the state legislature. That will then not be the case in the next session?
Well, I think that it will be – it will still be contentious. It always is.
Because there was a two-year budget laid out?
Because there was a two-year budget. We will still need to go up there and there will probably be some sort of spending bills tweaking because we're going to be getting new data. We will be able to now look out another year with a little more confidence, see where our economy is, you know, take into account what's going on with the state economy, the national economy. And then there are some other decisions that have to be made on, you know, health care with the passage of – or the Supreme Court upholding federal health care. The state's going to have to make some decisions.
State Representative Ted Vogt talking with us. We're going to wrap it up with Representative Vogt. Where can folks get more information about you and the campaign?
They can check on my webpage, which is Vote for Arizona. That's V-O-G-T, the number 4, Arizona.com. And we got a lot of events between now and Election Day.
Okay, Ted Vogt, thanks for being with us. Good luck to you. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
Coming up now on 1217 on the Buckmaster Show, the man himself is here. The financial guru, Shelley Fishman, is next.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowland Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchases, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 6 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, La Cañada from Ina to River, and Phase 2 of Saharita Road. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
1221, and the man himself, Shelley Fishman, is with us now. Shelley, how you doing?
Doing very well today, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well. We were just listening to Representative Vogt talking about the next session of the legislature, that regardless of who is elected, they will be looking, of course, at economic issues.
Sure.
And they'll be looking at the budget, and they'll be wondering, now, how is this so-called fiscal cliff going to affect the state of Arizona and what goes on overseas?
Well, clearly the states are tied intimately into the national economy, and if the economy is doing well, the states do better, especially since so much of state revenue is in fact sales-oriented rather than real estate tax-oriented. And so that's where the variables are, and so long as people are spending and they have money, the economy is doing well, the states do better. If, on the other hand, the federal government can't figure out how to avoid some of the worst pieces of this fiscal cliff, then it could slow down the economy. I don't think it would throw it into a recession, but the Congressional Budget Office has forecasted that it could have a 1% negative effect on growth in GDP, and that would put us down to about a 1% growth for next year, and that's pretty slow. So Ted is absolutely right. What we really need to look out for is that at the national level, the government needs to fix these problems.
Interesting article in the New York Times, Shelley Fishman, about reverse mortgages. I've heard a lot about this. I'm not quite sure what it is. The Times piece was titled, "A Risky Lifeline for Seniors is Costing Some Their Homes." That's kind of a scary headline.
And it was a kind of a scary article. My guess is that the author wrote twice as many words and the editor cut it down and she didn't get to say what she really wanted to say. But reverse mortgages are being advertised and hawked on, you know, the media all over the place. Some of the largest companies that were into reverse mortgages have kind of dropped out of it because it's turning out to be financially risky for the lender. But this article was based upon the borrower or the recipient of the mortgage. I can tell you that in my financial planning practice, when I see people who are in retirement or about to go into retirement, reverse mortgage options can very often be a very viable way that you can increase cash flow for that family. You can, in fact, provide some security for that family that they might not otherwise have. What it requires is, first of all, assuming a married couple or two people living in the house, both have to be over 62 years old. You can get into trouble if one is over 62 and the other isn't yet, because then only the older person's name can go on the mortgage. If that older person dies, the younger person either has to buy the house outright or move out. So there are some potential for scams. There are potential for fraudulent activities, just as there were during the subprime mortgage scandal that led up to the 2008 recession. So you have to go into it with your eyes open. There's some mandatory training, believe it or not, that's required before you can even fill out the application.
Classroom test?
Well, no, you can do it over the phone.
Okay.
But it's a couple of hours. I mean, it's as serious as a heart attack. I mean, they do not take it lightly. And I think you really do need to work with somebody you know, work with a broker or an advisor you know. I mean, when I've done this with clients, I get nothing out of it, of course, because I don't do mortgages, and Pyramid Federal Credit Union doesn't do reverse mortgages. So it's a completely agnostic act on my part. If, however, the family could benefit from improving their cash flow by not having mortgage payments or by having a lump sum that would be available to them throughout their retirement, it might be a very viable thing to consider.
Yeah, I was going to say, what if you don't have – what if so many seniors have the home paid off? What if you don't have a mortgage?
Well, if you have the home paid off, that's great, but it's just sitting there and all of that equity is not – working for you, it might be working for your beneficiaries. Now, if you don't have a large need to leave money to beneficiaries, either because your kids are doing real, real well, mm-hmm. or you don't have any kids or charities that you absolutely want to make sure get the benefit of your accumulated wealth, then having that extra cash in hand might not be a bad idea. So, you know, let's say you've got a $200,000 or a $250,000 or $300,000 home that is completely paid off. Well, you could probably get 60 or 65% of that equity in a lump sum.
Wow.
Or in an annuitized cash flow for the rest of your life.
Then the bank owns your home.
No, they don't.
Okay.
You still own your home, and at your death, your beneficiary either has the choice of paying off the loan and owning the house, or if the house is underwater vis-a-vis that loan, then it's the bank's responsibility and not your beneficiary's responsibility to make up that difference. And so – and by the way, Housing and Urban Development, HUD, insures these loans to make sure that, in fact, the bank can step up to those obligations.
Very interesting stuff.
It really is interesting stuff. The article is a little scary. I would recommend that anybody's interested in a reverse mortgage, go to the New York Times site. It's an October 14th article, and take a look at it. But it's a little heavy on the negative side. There are ways of doing this in a way that make a lot of sense, Bill.
Are you saying 60 to 65%, say your home was worth $300,000 and it's paid off, you could get more than half of
yes.
that value?
In
a lump sum?
In a lump sum. And what they do is they take closing costs off that before they calculate the lump sum. And I would emphasize that with most of the brokers I've dealt with or had knowledge of, those closing costs, with the exception of the HUD, the HUD insurance, are negotiable. So just because they come out and say it's a $4,000 or $5,000 closing costs, you know, you can say, well, I don't really want to pay that much. In some cases, I've seen that negotiated down to almost zero.
Shelley Fishman, you are a wealth of knowledge for us today, very eye-opening stuff about reverse mortgages. What should we keep an eye on now with the market? Markets up today. For the year, we're up still over 12%?
About 10% right now on the Dow,
yeah.
about 14%, almost 15% on the S&P. As you know, I think that's a little excessive.
You do.
But I believe next year is going to be a very good year. If this holds, then we will have kind of entered next year's good news a little bit early. I'm still very cautious about what's going on in the market because of all of what's we began this discussion with, that fiscal cliff and some of the headwinds that could get in our way.
Where can folks reach you?
At Pyramid Federal Credit Union, 795-7950, or even better still, just go to
BuckmasterShow.com. And we've got that link to Shelley Fishman, who is associated with Pyramid. Those pyramids, places all over town.
Yeah, we've got five branches now.
Yeah, I see them all over town. Shelley, great. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Mitt Romney appears to be in good spirits in advance of tonight's second debate with President Obama. Governor Romney smiling broadly today as he stepped off his campaign plane in New York. Tonight's debate, a town hall-style event in which the candidates will take questions on foreign and domestic policy from members of the audience, supposedly undecided voters. The Supreme Court giving Democrats a boost several weeks before the election. The court today refused to intervene in an early voting dispute in Ohio. Cubans are excited by news that the country will no longer require its citizens to apply for an exit visa before traveling abroad. On Wall Street, the Dow up about 108 points, the NASDAQ ahead 33, and the S&P 13 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable rugs looking like new with Arizona's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration. Karimi specializes in restoring antique silk and Navajo rugs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at East Fort Lowell and Dodge and say hello to owner-operator Amir Karimi. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. It's KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
It's 12:34 now on the Buckmaster Show, brought to you by Splendido, Oro Valley's all-inclusive community for adults 55 and better. Now is your chance. You know, we've been talking about Splendido. Well, how would you like to take a look at their property? Well, the Showcase of Homes event is coming up Tuesday, October the 30th, starting at 9 a.m. You can RSVP and say you heard about it on the Bill Buckmaster Show by calling 762-4090, 762-4090, or visit SplendidoTucson.com for more information. Next, we continue with our debate series here on the Buckmaster Show. Today, we spotlight the Pima County supervisorial race in District 3 between Democrat incumbent Sharon Bronson, who is hoping to secure a fifth four-year term on the board, and first-time candidate Republican Tanner Bell, a former University of Arizona football player who now works in the UA athletic department as an academic advisor. Tanner is with me in studio, and Supervisor Bronson is on the Buckmaster Show live line. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having me. Hey, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. Glad to join you. Thank you. It's great to have both of you. We'll begin with Tanner Bell. Why should voters in District 3, and by the way, just to keep this moving along, keep your responses to about a minute, minute and a half here during this first segment. Tanner, why should voters in District 3 take a look at you and give you their vote?
Great. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. And happy birthday to your wife.
Well, thank you.
I read that on Facebook this morning.
Yeah, she didn't really want me to post it on Facebook, but I did anyway. And we've got a lot of response.
Yeah, so, I saw that. Well, Bill, thanks for asking. I love Pima County. I had the opportunity. I moved down here 10 years ago. Like you said, I played football for the University of Arizona Wildcats and fell in love with the community. Of course, they duped me. I took my recruiting trip during the wintertime, so it was absolutely beautiful.
And, of course.
And on my first week and during the summer, it was 115, I think, 10 days in a row. But, I fell in love with Pima County. I love the mountains. I think it's absolutely beautiful, and I want to see it succeed. I got tired of saying goodbye to friends and family. Once they graduated here from the university, I studied regional planning, and I have a deep love, for this community, and I want to see it continue. I want to see it move forward and progress. So,
okay, that's Tanner Bell, and now Sharon Bronson. Sharon, why are you asking voters to give you another term?
I think when I was first elected, Bill, the county was fiscal house was in disorder. It is now fiscally stable, and as an existing member of the Board of Supervisors, my top priorities are to keep it stable, to rebuild and stabilize our local economy through job creation and protection. And secondly, and I agree with Tanner, we need a balanced, proactive approach to economic development that protects our existing employers, like we did with Raytheon, grows our own through innovation and close cooperation and coordination with the university, which is a top-ranked research university. And we need to revitalize our clean tourism industry. And I've left the charge on these issues, and I want to continue doing it. And I want to thank Tanner at this point, because I think our race has reintroduced an air of respect and civility in the election process. So thank you, Tanner.
No, thank you, Sharon. I appreciate those words.
This question now for Tanner. Every candidate's talking about the importance of jobs, at least every candidate that we've interviewed here on the Buckmaster Show. So what, Tanner, are you doing, or if elected, what would you do to improve the economic climate of Pima County?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for that. Thanks for that question. I think the biggest opportunity that we have here is with our location in regards to Mexico. I think the Inland Port, it's something that that we need to seriously sit down and talk about and be working on. Right now, in Los Angeles, they have a huge backlog of freight that's being sent in and shipped over from China. And what's going on and happening right now up in Picacho is they're trying to create a switchyard up in that area. And basically right now, that stuff comes in from Los Angeles, gets shipped all the way to El Paso, and from El Paso it gets shipped throughout the country. Well, we have a unique opportunity to actually take advantage of that opportunity from Los Angeles as well as the port of Guaymas. They in Mexico, they've done an incredible job building up their port, and I just think that we're uniquely positioned in order to take advantage of production, transportation, manufacturing jobs. I really would like to sit down with Pinal County and have a seat at the table and say, listen, what can we do? How do we help you out? How does this get done? Because who is uniquely positioned if that happens in Picacho, at the Picacho area? Well, Pima County. We're going to create service jobs. We're going to create transportation jobs. We're going to create manufacturing jobs. We have such a unique position with our proximity to Mexico and what's happening in world markets that I think that's low-hanging fruit that we can go after.
Sharon Bronson, what are you doing to improve the economic climate of Pima County?
Well, first of all, I agree with Tanner, which is why one of our top priorities is transportation logistics. And I think we know we've done the SWOT analysis, looked at our region's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And what we know is we are strong in biotech. We are strong in alternate energy, particularly solar, and transportation logistics. And I think what we've done at this point, we buffered Raytheon. Raytheon's our largest employer. If Raytheon goes away, it's going to spell trouble for all of us in the region. So again, and we just brought it was us leading the charge, frankly, the county that got accelerate the biotech firm startup to relocate in Pima County, and we now have wet lab space at Herb Abrams Health Center. Far accelerate, and once they grow out of that, we can move another high-tech company in. So we, I think, are doing an amazing amount of good things so that we can employ those who graduate from our universities and our junior and our community colleges.
Sharon, you'll get this next question. Is there something that's been said about you during the campaign that you would like to set the record straight at this point?
I'm sure there's lots of things that have been said. But in terms of setting the record straight, my record is, viewable online. You can see what votes I cast. And the reality is I'm probably the a strong pro-business candidate if you look at what I have done since I've been on the board. And I don't think people understand that.
How about you, Tanner Bell? Is there something that has been said about you in the campaign that you feel is not accurate that you would like to use this opportunity to set the record straight on?
Yeah, I'm not a basketball player.
Yeah. People look at you and say, my goodness, this guy's 6'9".
Sharon brought it up. It has been a very, very civil and it's just we've been talking about the issues. I mean, this
entire
time.
Well, we congratulate both of you for that.
Well, yeah. It's not in my nature to be anything but. So,
but go ahead. Is there anything that other than that you're not a basketball player? Anything in the campaign that people may have misconstrued?
Yeah, I've heard talks about my youth and my lack of experience. I studied regional planning at the U of A. That's exactly what I wanted to get into. Unfortunately, when I graduated, it was back in 2006, and shortly thereafter, the world began to fall apart, and we came into one of the greatest recessions since the Great Depression. And, so I have a background in regional planning and a background in finance. I spent 2.5 years here in town working for RBC Wealth Management. So I had the opportunity to manage investments and work on budgets with individuals and businesses. And I've been a very, very active in the community even when I was playing, but even after. I've been a youth football coach. I actually represented a local small business owner and sued the city of Tucson over some Rio Nuevo funds that were happening, and we just said, hey, enough is enough. These are our tax dollars, and it's very, very important that that you act accordingly and spend our money wisely. So
okay. Tanner Bell and Sharon Bronson, stay with us. We're going to take a break here on the Buckmaster Show. When we come back, I said that every candidate's talking about the importance of jobs. I would say that every candidate is also talking about how bad our roads are, and that's what we will pick up on as we continue with the Buckmaster Show. If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Now in its seventh year, the RTA has finished over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Current projects include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. With ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service, providing jobs and making travel around our region faster and safer, the RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by our friends over in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. I just can't say enough about this area of southwestern New Mexico over there. It's a beautiful area. Arts, hiking, birding, exploring the ghost town of Mogollon, and of course Silver City itself, historic downtown area, all the great arts they have there in Silver City, and plenty of nice places to stay. It's only 3.5 hours east of Tucson to the mile-high elevation city of Silver City. And you can stay at Bear Mountain Lodge, Casitas de Gila Guest House, and Bear Creek Cabins, to name a few. So there's a lot to do over in Silver City. You can find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. We continue now with our debate series here on the Buckmaster Show, and today we are spotlighting the Pima County Supervisor's race in District 3. The Democrat incumbent is Sharon Bronson. She is seeking a fifth four-year term on the board. And the newcomer in the race, first-time candidate, Republican Tanner Bell, who is with me in studio, and Sharon Bronson is on the Buckmaster Show live line. So I said we would talk about roads. We'll begin with you, Tanner. What are we going to do about the roads, and whose fault is it that the roads are in such bad condition?
Gosh, growing up as an athlete, I always was taught that it's our own responsibility. You lose a game, you didn't work hard enough, you didn't study hard enough, you didn't do your homework. At the end of the day, we need to stop blaming. I've heard a lot of rhetoric, around the fact that it's the state legislature, taking our HERF funds, and that dog don't hunt with me. If you look at what we've had over the last 10 years, we've had over $500 million in HERF revenue that has actually been given to Pima County. Well, where has that money gone? Has that money gone to maintaining the roads? I don't think so. We're not sealing it. We're seeing it. We're not feeling it. We need to reprioritize, and roads are an absolute priority. It's one of the core services in the unincorporated areas that the county is responsible for. And, we need to look in the mirror and say, how do we get better? How do we do our job? And that's where we're at.
Sharon Bronson, about our road condition, whose fault is it?
I think there are two major issues here. And Tanner, with all due respect, I disagree with you. If you look at how roads are funded, it is through HERF revenues, and the state has swept it in an attempt to balance their budget. But having said that, Pima County has put $20 million in this year out of general funds, which means we're taking it away from parks and cops and law, and the justice system. And we're going to put another $20 million in next year. The real problem is how we fund roads, not only locally, but regionally and statewide. We do it through HERF, through gas tax collection, and there hasn't been any change in that since the mid-80s. People are driving cars that are get better mileage, so there's less revenue coming in. So we need to revisit how we fund our transportation system, both locally, regionally, and statewide.
Tanner, you want to go, excuse me, Sharon.
No, go ahead.
Tanner, do you want to respond to Sharon on that issue? I don't really want to leave roads because I think it's such a big issue.
I'm glad that the county's starting to finally find, $20 million this year, $20 million next year. I mean, it is becoming a safety issue. And it's just unfortunate, and I mean this with all disrespect, but why does it take an election year for the county to actually begin to prioritize and recognize that we have a problem?
We started this about 2.5 years ago. The challenge is, and I'd like to get your opinion. I mean, when we take money out of the general fund for roads, when HERF revenues were really meant for that whole transportation piece, then we sacrifice other things. And so it's a matter of trying to, do that balance, and it's tough. There's no question about it. And we'll probably have to continue some general fund subsidy, but that's not the way it should be. We should have a better regional plan for how we fund transportation, and at this point, it's going to take state legislation to make that happen.
Go ahead, Tanner.
And from my understanding, in talks with the state legislature, basically what they have done originally with the HERF funding formula is they went back to original HERF funding measures that was actually switched around when Janet Napolitano came into office.
That's not accurate.
Well, that's
that's simply. I mean, I don't know who you talk to, but that's simply
state legislatures.
Yeah, that's simply not accurate. The funding formulas for HERF have been in place since I've been on the board.
Well, we certainly have a disagreement there, and that's
Well, we do, but I, okay. I think we can work that one out.
Oh yeah, we'll sit down and have a cup of tea and look at the legislation.
No, but I mean the facts are the facts. So.
All right. How about another issue that probably the two of you disagree on? Sharon Bronson, you have been against the Pima, the mine, the proposed Rosemont mine. Any regrets about your position on that? And keep your answer, if you will, please, to a real short one here.
I have no regrets. If Rosemont wants to meet the community standards for economic development, environment, and then they're welcome, and I would support them. And in fact, I have supported the reopening of the Oracle Ridge mine, which is in the process of creating about 240 new jobs. So it's not about mining; it's about mining the correct way. And Rosemont has failed to meet the standards.
Tanner Bell on Rosemont.
You know, that's where Sharon and I mean, we do agree. I mean, Rosemont does have the responsibility to meet the concerns and needs of the community. Where her and I will disagree is I don't believe that the county should be actively using our taxes to fight a private business when at the end of the day, Pima County has such a small say in if this mine is going to go through or not. And as we saw recently with the ruling up north that Pima County has overstepped its boundaries in the issuance of an air quality permit. That's why we have federal and state mining laws, and if they could adhere to those federal mining laws, then hey, more power to them, and I'm okay with that. But my main focus, my main problem is that here in Pima County, we have the perception of if we don't like what you're bringing in here. And we disagree with it, we're going to fight you and we're going to spend tax dollars. And I think that is what just creates this, you know, kind of culture of no and the fact that we've been labeled as a place unfriendly to do business.
Are you supporting the Sonoran Desert Protection Plan?
Oh, absolutely. We live in one of the most unique environments on the planet, and we have to do whatever it takes in order to protect our Sonoran Desert. But I also believe in, common sense conservationism. And and there's certain parts that that make sense to save, and then there's certain parts that are prime for development and growth.
And Sharon, go ahead on Sonoran Desert Conservation.
I was one of the prime movers initially of the Sonoran Desert Conservation Plan. Still a strong supporter. I think it benefits the region in a number of ways. It protects the ecosystem, and yet it enhances our tourism industry. At the same time, it gives developers, kind of a get out of jail free card, because they know where they can build, and they know the rules, so they have certainty, and that helps business.
Okay, we're coming up. I want to give you each a chance to have at least a minute here for your closing remarks. And we began with Tanner with the opening statement alphabetically. So now we will begin with Sharon. We'll get the first closing statement. Go ahead, Sharon Bronson.
Thank you, Bill. I think that as we see this election season come to a close, we've got some stark choices in Pima County. Do we want to continue the way we've been going in terms of our fiscal stability? At this point, our taxes are at the lowest level on a per capita basis, inflation-adjusted basis, than they have been since 1979. We're headed in the right direction. We're doing the right things. And I think it's time, we just don't need someone with on-the-job who has no on-the-job experience. I've lived in the community for over 40 years, and I think I've served our District 3 well, the 7,400 square miles. I welcome Tanner Bell's new face, but I also ask for voters to vote for me.
Okay, and now Tanner Bell.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it, and thank you, Sharon. 24% of our population lives below the poverty line. That means one in four children are going to bed hungry at night. We've been rated as the sixth poorest city or region for our size throughout the United States. CNN Money ranks us as one of the least friendly places to do business throughout the entire country. We have the third highest property taxes in the entire state. And according to Chuck Huckleberry's own memo, 60% of our roads are in failing and in poor condition. I want to change that. I want to get us going in a new direction where we can live, raise a family, educate our children, and earn a living. And that's what I'm going to bring to the table, a new vision, a new perspective. I am the future of this community. I have to live here for the next 40 years, and this is my community. So I think I'm out of time.
Let's get your website, both of you. Sharon, what's your website?
www.sharonbronson.com.
And Tanner Bell?
www.VoteTannerBell.com.
Okay. Thank you, both of you, very much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks. And tomorrow we'll have the sheriff's debate, three-way race for Pima County Sheriff. We'll have all three candidates with us here in studio. That will be very interesting. Coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon, it's the John C. Scott Show, the Dean of Local Talk. Then tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan. We really love the Culligan water. And you know, the reason we love the Culligan water, it simply tastes better. So I think that's a pretty good reason to enjoy Culligan. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.